This is Locals Only. I'm your host tonight, Rusty. It is really time, guys, for us to send it over to the studio, and we're going to hear live from Studio 2A, Belinda Esquer. I imagine she's ready. Why don't we just let her take it away?
It hurts to be.
That was the music of Belinda Esquer. Hey, Belinda.
Hi there.
How's it going tonight?
It's going all right.
Right on. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, sure. Well, that's Matt's doing more than mine, but
that's okay.
I'm glad to be here with you. That's for sure.
Thank you to you, and thank you to Matt, then.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Matt. Well, so you're here in because you've got a new solo album out.
I do. Well, actually, the CD release will be this coming Saturday, April 9th, at Borderlands, actually. So I'm very, very excited. That will be my first solo album.
Wow. And that's at 7 o'clock, right? Is that what I read?
Yes, yeah, 7 to 9. And I'll be performing for 2 hours.
So, and your other act that you perform with is Head Over Heart. I just want to let people know where they might have also heard your music. So Borderlands this Saturday night. So talk to me about what this experience has been creating a solo album. I read, it says you say you've dreamt of doing this for years.
Absolutely. I've been playing music for a very long time and writing music in all of my projects that I've been in. I've always been songwriting. Just because it's something that I love. It's something that heals my soul. It's something that I need to put out there. And so this is an opportunity where I get to do that in music that is very, very personal to me. You know, I kind of call the shots on this project and I'm able to do it my way, which I love that I get to play drums. I get to play the bass, the keys, do all that backup that you just heard me perform with. That's all me recorded at home. So it's a way that I can play all those instruments for you that I always wanted to.
Wow. So when did you write your first song?
I wrote it, I think it was like a couple months after I got my first guitar, which I was 13.
Wow.
It was a song in Spanish called No Te Quiero, which means I don't love you. You know, you're a teen. You're writing about, if you're, you know, if you're a young girl, you're writing about the boys and things like that.
So. Well, of course. And so, I mean, when did you start playing? You picked up a guitar at the age of 13.
Yep.
And you're talking about playing bass and playing drums. And so you've been playing music then. You didn't look back.
No. Once I got that first guitar, it was a little Yamaha, little set from Sam's Club or Costco, something like that.
Sure.
You know? And I just could not put it down. It was like a diary to me. I just needed to let it out through this instrument. I was really lucky. It worked out.
Wow. That is kind of lucky, right? Your mom, did she know? Did she have an inkling that you were part poet?
I don't know. She must have seen something. She actually played guitar as a kid, and I always used to watch her, you know, pull out her acoustic. She had this nylon string guitar. It was so beautiful, and she would play this, like, Mexican music, and I just absolutely loved it, and I think she wanted that for me, even though I don't play a nylon. I play electric guitar.
Yeah, no, sure. I've seen you do that. it's really amazing to me that she had that insight and that you've really taken it and run. So you've written most of the stuff for Head Over Heart as well?
Well, actually, it was 50-50. Jordan and I, he is a songwriter too. He's very, very talented. And we just kind of brought different things to the table. You know, he had more of an electronic side. And I brought just the straightforward, simple stuff, you know, that's just the way I write. You know, we're very, very different in the way that we write.
Oh, I get it. You guys are, I've spent some time talking to Jordan. You're very different people. I get that sense pretty strongly. But I could see how you would work well together.
We're very opposite.
Yeah, well.
I guess that works.
It worked out brilliantly. I love when I heard the Head Over Heart CD, I was pretty blown away by it.
Thank you.
You guys are doing some really great stuff.
Thanks a lot.
Well, so for your solo stuff, when you talk about you've got a kind of simple songwriting style, who do you look at as influences?
Oh, man. Boy, oh, boy. I have so many influences. Starting back to when I was a kid, my mom loved, actually, you know, both my parents are Mexican, but they grew up listening to, like, Daryl Hall, John Oates. Like, they loved, they also had me listening to Tears for Fears when I was a kid. Enigma, wow. For some reason, you know, these things you don't expect from two parents coming, you know, from Mexico and moving here, but those are the kind of bands that they loved. And so I listened to that and I took that like pop element and I just loved it.
Wow.
So those are some of the influences.
Nice. I could totally hear that Hall & Oates kind of influence even in a little bit as you say that. Well, I want to reset. This is Locals Only. I'm Rusty. I'm sitting here with Belinda Esquer. It's a real pleasure to be here and have you perform for us, Belinda.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, you've got a solo CD. Your CD release party is this Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Borderlands.
Correct.
And it's your first solo CD, and you played everything on it.
Yes. It's my baby.
That's pretty cool. That's cool. Well, let's hear some more. I think it's time to hear some more music, Belinda.
All right, I'll play the next song for you called Some Say.
Great.
Nothing other.
This is Locals Only. We are listening to the amazing vocal stylings of Belinda Esquer. Thanks for being here, Belinda.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, sure. Gosh. Well, so I just want to set it up for folks again. You have a CD release party, your first solo CD. You will be playing at Borderlands at 7 o'clock this Saturday.
Yes, I will. Yes.
You're really multitasking, too, right now. It's pretty impressive.
I'm trying. Trying to tune up for the next one.
Right on. Well, so the one thing that strikes me just sitting here, and I've seen Head Over Heart play before, but sitting here and watching you, I mean, you say that this is like a labor of love for you, and your passion comes through just so much. I mean, these songs obviously matter a great deal to you. How long have you been writing them?
Well, actually, this collection of songs has been pretty new.
Ah.
You know, once I decided to start my solo project, I did have a large catalog of music, you know, that I'd written previously. But as soon as I started recording over at Sing Cecilia Studios, something really just clicked in me, and I had so much that I wrote at that point.
Wow.
So I have actually enough for the next album, which I'm really, really excited about now. You know, I'm putting out this album, but I have enough material for another album, which I'll be working on during this summer.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty exciting stuff. So when you're working, do you just work alone? Writing tends to be a pretty solitary thing. Is that how you work as well?
Yes.
Yeah, and you say working in your home and recording everything on your own, or getting it all put together on your own.
Yeah. It just starts with, I pick an instrument, you know, whatever I feel like at that point. And been typically the piano, you know, recently it's been the piano. I just put together some chords and I start singing on top of it. All of a sudden things start flowing and I have something to go on. And then I lay down drums and then I lay down bass and that kind of stuff.
I see. I see. So do you find you write about your experiences or does this come from someplace else?
Absolutely. I always write about something that's happening at that time. I feel like it's a way for me to just deal with it in a way. You know, often I write about things that are difficult for me. You know, I don't really write very happy-go-lucky songs, and it's because they don't inspire me as much as a difficult situation is. So I use it a lot like a journal, like a diary.
Yeah, you said when you started writing, it felt like you all at once were releasing everything as a diary. Does it help you process then? Do you find that you can deal with things a little better after you've written about it like this?
Absolutely. It's almost like it's like getting together with your friends and talking about it, you know, and afterwards you feel so good. Well, it's that kind of process. You know, you let it out and you feel great. And hopefully other people hear it. You know, the great thing about being a musician and sharing your original songs is that you hope that it touches someone and they can connect with you. And hopefully that song will help them get through whatever situation, you know, dealing with.
Well, again, you just sing it with such passion. I imagine it had to be something that was really close to you.
It's probably because I was shutting my eyes while I was playing, wasn't it? You know, you're standing in front of me, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm shutting my eyes.
Yeah, it's a different kind of audience, right? It's just one person sitting and staring and smiling like a big goofball.
You said that.
Yes, I did. Well, so one of the things I love about what you do with Head Over Heart is some of the music videos. You've got a music video already for this album. It's what it seems like. You've got a solo video.
I do. It's actually something that I put together in a day. You know, it's nothing as cool or as complex as the Head Over Heart videos. Oh, goodness. Those are so much fun to do. Working with the different directors that we have has been a pleasure. But yeah, for this solo project, I've kind of kept it pretty simple and haven't really had an opportunity to do a music video on a big scale, like I want to, you know, but eventually I will.
I see. Yeah, no, the Head Over Heart ones, I dabble a little in video production myself, and I definitely see that there's a lot of there's a lot of work that's gone into those. Oh, I'd love to work with you guys anytime.
Okay.
But so do you still plan to do more stuff with Head Over Heart? Is that something that you and Jordan are going to continue, or?
You know, we actually have been really dedicating ourselves to our solo projects or you know, projects on the side of Head Over Heart. He has a project as well. I don't know how much I'm really allowed to say here, but we kind of paused Head Over Heart for a little bit. I don't feel like it's going to be over or anything like that. We have a great relationship, but I do feel like we're pursuing different things at the moment.
I see. Yeah. So you never know, though, how things work out.
And, yeah.
Well, and I also saw you're playing at Star Pass. That's kind of different.
Yes. Yeah. At the Star Pass Resort.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks fancy. I've been there a couple times.
God, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right around sunset. It's gorgeous.
Now, do you find you're playing mostly to people from out of town, or are folks coming from Tucson to come listen to you out there as well?
Both. You know, I've run into a lot of different people there. I've been very fortunate that the crowds have been really, really nice. And it's mainly because it's such a beautiful place. You know, they're not really there to see me all that much. although some folks are, which I'm really, really happy about. But no, I get to meet a lot of different people from all over the place. Yeah.
Sure. Well, I think that's really important. I mean, because I think Tucson's culture and our music culture is so important for people who are visiting from out of town to be able to see what's happening in this town. Because I think it's pretty amazing. And you're mm-hmm. certainly a big part of it.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, geez. Thank you again. well, let's you've got your guitar all tuned up. I'm expecting something.
Actually, the first one's going to be keys, and then the second one's guitar. But
okay.
I don't want to take too much time in between songs, you know, that awkward time.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, you've set it up fairly well then. So this is Locals Only. I'm Rusty. I'm sitting here. I have the unique pleasure of sitting here with Belinda Esquer, and she's been entertaining us for the last half hour or so, and she's got some more.
Yep, this next one's called You Are. All right, this next one is called Black Jeans.
Thank you.
This is Locals Only. I am Rusty Boulay-Stevenson, sitting in for Matt Milner this evening. And Belinda Esquer has been here with us performing some of her new solo material. Thanks a lot, Belinda, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, so again, I want to remind folks, you will be playing Saturday night at Borderlands as part of your CD release party.
Yes, and I will have actually my good friend John Dioria joining me on bass for that show. So thank you, John, for doing that.
Thanks, John. and if people want to go out to Star Pass, you'll be out there Thursday night.
Correct, yes, 6 to 9. So I'll be there for 3 sets. You can catch me.
Sweet, sweet. So you say you've got more music, too. You're already thinking about your next solo album.
Yes, I do have a lot of music that I've written through the years. And then I've had this big span, big spark of new music. So I'm really excited to share it with you guys.
Oh, that's great. So now you've been saying that it's kind of like a diary for you. Has it been, I mean, do you have this creative spark? Is something happening in your life that's creating this? Or do you attribute it to anything?
You know, this album, actually, yes. This album is called Sand. It's a collection of songs that all kind of are based around the same thing. The same issue that I'm dealing with in my personal life. So I've written all these songs about it. The very first one of this album was Some Say, which is, and I've kind of shared it with some folks at my shows, but it's about my family and my parents getting a divorce and kind of for the second time. You know, it's kind of like very, very difficult thing to deal with. So you have to find a way to really cope with these things. For me, it was writing the song and really just laying it out there and letting these feelings out, you know. One thing is the first divorce, and then, you know, when they get remarried and then they decide it's time to split again. It's a very difficult situation for everybody.
Oh, of course. That's never an easy thing for anybody. And no matter how old you are as the child either, right? I mean,
that's
here
right.
You are, you're an adult, but it still affects you. I mean, these
absolutely.
Are people you've known all your life, obviously.
I'm far past my teens now, and it's still a very difficult situation. So, yeah, that's what this album is about. Not all the songs are that sad, I promise, but that's just one that means absolutely so much to me.
Wow. Well, again, just watching you perform, you just come across, there's so much emotion. It obviously matters to you a great deal, and that mm-hmm. comes through in your performance and in the lyrics that I hear. It's really something.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Well, I kind of wonder, what are you listening to these days? You kind of talked about your influences when you were younger. What are you listening to these days? Do you listen to local music or mostly national?
I do listen to some local music, but I go through these things, these periods of time where I just have a CD playing in my car over and over and over again. You know, I don't know
if
anybody else is like that out there. You know, last week it was the Arctic Monkeys, and then this week it's Fleet Foxes.
Oh.
You know, and it's an older album, too. I just don't know why it just feels so good to listen to it. You know, before that, it was the French Kicks. I go through these periods of time where I just listen to the songs over and over again.
Oh, I get it. I've got a 7-year-old son, and so he and I listen to a lot of the same stuff over and over again. Mountain Goats, we've listened to that for a year now. But I get it. Arctic Monkeys, that's great. Which album have you been listening to?
You know, it's funny because I don't even know what the album is called. It's the one that's black and it's got those like sound waves on it.
Yeah. It's a great CD.
What is the name of that album?
I can't come up with it right
because
now,
because it's not written anywhere on there. It's like the black one, the black and white album.
With the sound waves. No,
that's exactly what it is. They have such great songs on there, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a really good CD. Mm-hmm. So I also wanted to ask you, too. You, of all the local musicians I see, every time I see you, you're taking these amazing, fabulous photos. Do you do modeling as well?
I did for a while. You know, I do a bit of acting. I do a bit of modeling on the side. I don't know how I really got into that, but it's for fun, really. Honestly, I don't do it as a serious thing. I just enjoy being artistic, you know, and that's just kind of one outlet. I'm very fortunate. I work with very talented people. Actually, Faisal, Al-Rashid is the photographer that I've worked with the most, you know, for all the photos on the album. That's his work. He's amazing.
Oh, wow.
My age, I'm pretty sure we met through mutual friends, and he just is fantastic. So,
Well, yeah, the photos are pretty amazing. Well, what gets me is just that you seem so comfortable doing it. And that's why I wanted to ask, was just because not every artist is so comfortable being in front of a camera.
It's probably because he's such a great person to work with, super professional. And of course we've known each other for quite a while. So that's probably,
there's the CD.
Can you let us know what it's called back there?
Nick, what's that CD called? You can open the door.
So someone found that Arctic Monkeys CD, and I'm just like, where is it written on there?
He's trying. I can't possibly.
I don't speak that.
We'll have to come up with it afterwards. I'm sure our listeners are like yelling at us.
You're like, I know what it's called. Gosh darn it.
So I just love what I've seen of your work, though, and hearing this album is really great. I want to be able to direct folks to where they can find you online. Belindasmusic.com.
Correct. Belindasmusic.com. You can also find me on Facebook. Well, you can find me on my personal page, Belinda Esquer Khan, or you can find me on my face page, Belinda Esquer Music. That's the name of my musical project. So, yeah, I have videos on there and posts about upcoming shows.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I've been. That's how I kind of prepared in checking out your website, was to talk to you about it and check out your music videos. It's really great stuff. You're really doing some amazing work right now.
Thank you very much. And the album will be available then on Saturday. I won't have it before then, you know. But I will upload it onto all these sites.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. So Saturday at Borderlands is your CD release. Nobody can get that CD until you're holding on to it for right now.
I don't even have it.
Wow.
It makes me nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Do you want to play a little bit more for us?
Sure. I'll be glad to share another song with you, if that's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's okay.
This one, people may actually know. I've played it before with Head Over Heart. But it's a song that I wrote actually, I don't know, like 5 years ago. It's called Silver Lining.
Oh,
This has been Locals Only. Belinda Esquer has been my guest tonight. I really have loved this. You can get her new CD, Sand, which will be out on Saturday. She'll be having a CD release party at Borderlands. And you can pick up her CD there. You could also catch her Thursday night at Star Pass. Is that something you're going to be doing more of, playing out at Star Pass?
Yeah, they've been really, really nice, really gracious. They've been booking me on Thursdays there. So you can typically catch me there at the Marriott Star Pass. Yeah.
Sweet. Or you have your out-of-town guests come and take a listen.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for Locals Only. Again, you can find Belinda at belindasmusic.com, Belinda Esquer Music on Facebook. It's been a real treat having you here, Belinda. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you very much.